So I'm with Gillian Creasy from the Sheffield Greens. You must be delighted. Two games on the council, four councils in total now.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously fantastic that we've doubled our numbers, gone from two to four, and it's going to make a huge difference in what we can do on the council, you know, in terms of us being able to be a genuine opposition to the Labour group. So that's absolutely great. And it's also going to mean that we've got more time and energy to do the work in the wards, which is what being a local councillor is all about.
There's been a massive vote for Sarah Jane Smalley in the central ward. I know they usually poll a few more votes than the wards from other surrounding areas, but why do you think that is? Why do you think you've got three Green councillors in the central ward now?
Well, why do you think it's been a good turnout?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a good point. I mean, I think the vote for Green is really a positive vote that holds up. So, you know, we've seen a vote for UKIP, which is, you know, a protest vote. But I think when it comes to Greens, there's this kind of sense that when you're talking on the doorstep or people are just kind of smiling at you at the polling station, that people actually really positively want us. And the kind of, you know, what I've heard from young people is we like your policies, and then they'll reel off some of the things that they've read in the national press or whatever. And from the people who've lived in the ward for any length of time, what they say is, we see you around, we know the work you do, we trust you.
And Ryan Webster as well in Broomhill. I mean, there was only a 200 vote, you know, swing to go. You really smashed that in Broomhill.
Yeah,
so another Green council
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely, yeah, it's just fantastic. Well, we've come second there for a lot of years, so we know that there is that sort of base there for us. And I think Brian has been very, very clever and calculated about it, that he's worked out where that vote is. He's sort of gone to those people, he's found out what their issues are, he's got back to them, he's done the work, and he's been doing it over a long period of time. You know, he's not just come in the last month or so, but he's been working there for several years now, telling people what he's doing, so he's got the recognition, and then doing an absolute, you know, textbook campaign, and it's brought back the votes. Fantastic.
Just a quick vote on the makeup of the council now. It's less of a Labour Lib Dem stronghold.
Yeah.
As for the vote for UKIP, are you for that or against that? I mean, it's a bit more of a makeup of the council now.
Yes, I'm not sure what the balance is with Labour and Lib Dem. I'm not sure what Labour's going to end up with. But yeah, I mean, obviously, from our point of view, you know, coming from the sort of socialist, sustainability, environmental side, we're kind of pretty anxious about UKIP. We think that they're pretty much the opposite of what we stand for. But it does show that people are not happy with the Labour Council. And I think anything that shakes that system up and makes people think, oh, hey, you know, there's some other voices here, it's got to be a good thing.